Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's good to be able to say good morning. Hallelujah. Just blessing the name of the mighty Creator once again. I continue to thank him and praise him for his faithfulness and his goodness. And he's the true God, Elohim. Yes, he is. We trust him and we depend on him continuously. We believe in him. I know I do. I couldn't make it without him. I tell you, I got to have him in my life. He is the Most High. I thank him for you, those who called in again, hallelujah, on the Crown Talking Drums Radio this early Sunday morning. Yes, April the 2nd. My, we're already into the fourth month of the year. Seems like it was just New Year's. We know today is a day that we recognize as Palm Sunday. It's been recognized over the years, but we're always recognizing the Messiah and what he did for us. Amen. If he had not did what he's done for us, we wouldn't be here today. If he had not came, if Elohim, our God, had not sent him into this world, my, we wouldn't have a chance. We wouldn't have a choice. But we thank him today. I thank him today for what he did, how he came, and he paved the way. He showed us, just like John, paved the way. Amen. Hallelujah for him. Hell and all, he was coming. My. And he came. And I'm so glad. I believe we're all glad he did. We have the right to accept him as our personal Savior. Amen. And then we get to live eternally. I thank you. I thank him. And I thank you that we get to rejoice in this together. I tell you, if it had not been for him on our side, I can't say that enough. Hallelujah. Where would we be? What kind of decisions would we be making? I tell you, it would be a shame and it would be a scandal. I don't know where our lives would be. I can't stress that enough today. I don't know what's going on with that, but I know, hallelujah, if it had not been for him, I don't even want to think about it. But I just thank you for taking this time, this hour, this broadcast hour of your time to join in as we talk about Yeshua, hallelujah, the Messiah, the anointed one. We call him Jesus, hallelujah. And I'm just grateful this morning. He is Yeshua. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. This is for such a time as this ministry, and my name is Theresa Cunningham. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for this opportunity and this space that I'm in this season of my life. I thank him, Yahweh, for giving me, this opportunity to encourage others. As long as I'm also encouraging myself along the way, and I'm just grateful for that. His living word of truth. That word brings hope, it gives hope, and it brings forth the very life of himself to the forefront. Amen. It's all about our King and his kingdom. It's not about us. But guess what? We get to be used for his glory. Amen. In this kingdom. I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Especially with all that's going on in this earth, in this world. It's just so much happening. You turn on the news, you see all kind of, things going on, devastation, tornadoes, earthquakes. All these things are happening. COVID's still lingering around as well. You're seeing fires and floods and the wars in Ukraine and Russia and all these different things that's taking place. But he told us these things would be. Amen. We see the gun violence thing just seem like it's getting worse and worse, and it's waxing worse and worse. We heard about this happening to the food prices, the political arena. Everything is all wacky and jacked up. That's why we need the Messiah. I tell you, we got to have him in our lives to give us that shalom, that peace that we need. Yes, We need him. If we didn't have him, we probably would be crazy ourselves. We go cuckoo. I tell you, so much coming at us. My. I'm just grateful this morning that this time we get to encourage ourselves once again to continue to go on and see what the end's going to be. We know what we're expecting that end to be. But just with all that's going on, you know, I just always say this as a statement. If there's ever a time for encouragement, through the word of Elohim, that word that will never fail and never change. And if there's ever a time for prayer, fervent prayer, we know the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We have to pray all the time. Hallelujah. I don't care where we are throughout the day, waking up in the morning, throughout the day, as you're going through your day, praying is inevitable. Pray without ceasing. We must pray. It's so much going on. We've got to pray. I tell you, I thank the Father this morning for how he's ushering in and whatever he's doing in the realm of the Spirit with his people. I'm grateful that I'm a part of that remnant. I'm a part of that remnant that's helping to encourage us to keep us looking up. Hallelujah. To keep that hope alive. Amen. So I hope you come with your spiritual ears to open. Have them open to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to you and me today. Hallelujah. It's all about what he wants to say to us so that we will continue to go forth and be effective kingdom citizens, those citizens that he's called us to be. Hallelujah. The Most High, he has anointed us and he has appointed us. Hallelujah. What he's called us to do and be for his kingdom. Amen. And I'm just grateful about that this morning. So we're going to go into a word of prayer, brief prayer, just thanking him and praising him. Father, we just come before you, thanking you and praising you this morning, thanking you for waking us up to this brand new day, thanking you that we're clothed, hallelujah, in our right state of mind. Somebody woke up crazy this morning and didn't know who they were or who they were. Father, we know who we are this morning. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Oh, we know we belong to you. We know who we are and whose we are, and we're grateful for that this morning. We don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. At all. At least I know I don't. Hallelujah. I thank you that all my senses are in operation. I could see this morning. I could smell this morning. I could even taste the crispness of the water that I drank this morning. I give you praise for that. And when I touch myself, I have feelings. I can pinch myself and even feel that. That is just a blessing. So many don't have the activities of their limbs today, and some of their senses are out of whack. Father, let help us not to take these things for granted. When you wake us up, hallelujah, and we're breathing your air. Yes, this is your air we get to breathe. It's not our own. We thank you that we are breathing your air. Hallelujah. We thank you for the roof that you supplied for us that's over our head. We didn't wake up this morning, hallelujah, looking at the stars and laying on a board. Or sleeping under a tent. Father, we just thank you this morning. We just don't want to take you for granted. You are Jehovah, Jireh, our provider of all things. You're the sole provider, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Yes, your new grace that you've given us today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't take it for granted where we're getting what we don't deserve. Yes, this is another new day of your mercy. Hallelujah. That we're not getting what we do deserve. Father, you are so awesome. Hallelujah. And we just thank you for that. Hallelujah. Now, I ask Holy Spirit, as you and I together encourage the saints, hallelujah, the set apart ones of the Most High, hallelujah, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, just to infiltrate this time in your presence for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we pray this in your name, Yeshua. Amen, amen, and amen. Saints of the Most High, I'm just grateful this morning, for we know that this is the time that we celebrate, hallelujah, going into Holy Week. It's just been traditional throughout the years. Hallelujah. Today is considered Passover as we're celebrating Holy Week, and a lot have already been celebrating the time of Lent. Some have been consecrating and fasting before you, Father, and I pray that it hadn't just been out of tradition, that it's been genuine, it has been real, that we've been searching ourselves out during this time, reflecting on what you've done for us, hallelujah, and what you're yet doing for us, how you're reconstructing our lives and you're changing us from the inside out. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for that this morning. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to talk about, hallelujah, yes, how we've been raised to this new life. We are raised to this new life. We're talking about, yes, the resurrection. And I'm not sure how the Holy Spirit, he gave me a couple of different scriptures, and we're just going to take it from there. This scripture passage may be read throughout different fellowships today, where congregations come together and the word goes forth. It may be something that's done traditionally. I'm not sure, but I know it's what the Holy Spirit gave me today, and I'm just grateful for it. Amen. So we're coming out of the book of John. Amen. Very familiar passage of scripture. And I was going to break into it and start really at the focal verses, but I think I'm going to start at the very beginning. Amen. The focal verses of John 12 were verses 12 and 13. But I'm going to start at the beginning of the first verse of that chapter. And I'm reading out of the scriptures. It's called the scriptures. So it reads a little different. Amen. But it's the same word. Some of the words have just been translated back into the Hebrew form. Actually, they're written in those four Hebrew letter words type like that. But I'm reading them with the translation, the Hebrew translation, as I'm reading it. Amen. So here we start at John, the 12th chapter, the first verse. Accordingly, Yeshua, 6 days before the Passover. Amen. 6 days before the Passover. We're talking about Jesus. We call him Jesus, but he is Yeshua. Amen. 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany. And these words are also in Hebrew, Bethany, but I'm saying the English word, Beyes is what it's called. And the Passover is Pesach. Amen. But with Ananias, he came here with Lazarus, who had died. Amen. Who had died, whom he had raised from the dead. And we know that story. So they made him a supper there, and Martha served while Lazarus, amen, was one of those who sat at the table with him. They're talking about sitting at the table with the Messiah. Amen. So then Mary took a pound of costly ointment, a perfume called nard, anointed the feet of Yeshua, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Then one of his taught ones, one of the disciples, amen, and we know who that taught disciple was, amen, he immediately, let me see, they're saying his name a little different here. I'm trying to see how to read this word. Then one of his taught ones, Judas, it was Judas, but his name is read Yahlua. Amen. Judas of Iscariot, a son of, these names are just throwing me off a little bit this morning. He was the son of, who was he the son of? This word says Shimon, who was about to deliver him up, said, why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? And he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief. We knew who Judas was. He was a thief. And guess what? The Messiah knew who he was. Yes, he did. And he had the bag. and he used to take what was put in it. Amen. So sometimes he would dip it in with, and Jesus knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. Yeshua then said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." In other words, not on this earth anyway. Then a great crowd of the Judeans learned that he was there. So in Jerusalem, a whole host of people learned that the Messiah was there. And they came not on the account of Yeshua only, but also to see Lazarus. Amen. Eleazar, however you say his name in the Hebrew, whom he had raised from the dead. So they had to come and see that this man was really here. And the chief priest resolved to kill Lazarus as well. Because on account of him, many of Jerusalem went away and believed in Yeshua. On the next day, a great crowd who had come to the festival when they heard that Yeshua was coming to Jerusalem took the branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him and were crying out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who is coming in the name of Elohim, the sovereign of Israel." And Yeshua, having found a young donkey, sat on it as it had been written, "Do not fear, daughter of Zion. See, your sovereign is coming, sitting on the colt of a donkey." So see, this is all what he is saying. Daughter of Zion. Amen. He preaches, be not afraid of this. This was the promise. I was coming to be sitting on a donkey. At first, his taught ones or his disciples did not understand this. But when Yeshua was esteemed, then they remembered that this was written about him and that they had done this to him. Therefore, the crowd who were with him when he called Eleazar, hallelujah, out of his tomb, Lazarus, raised him from the dead, were bearing witness. Amen. On the account of this crowd also met him because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees then said among themselves, "You see how you're getting nowhere at all. The world has gone after him." So see, they were threatened. The Pharisees were threatened because the Messiah had came. Hallelujah. And they were praising Hosanna, which means come to save us. But they were looking for Jesus to come, not to die, but they were looking for him to come to overthrow, amen, the Roman throne. That's what they were looking for. Because anytime a king, even a regular king, would come in, they would have come in on a donkey, and they would come in with gifts and all that. So they were expecting the Messiah to come in and overthrow, to set things in order. Hallelujah, the Roman Empire. That's exactly what they were expecting. But that was not what he came to do at all. He came to sacrifice his life. He came to surrender himself. He came to do the will of his heavenly Father. Amen. He didn't come to kill. He came to die in order to save lives. He didn't come to kill and set up no kind of political agenda. He didn't have a political agenda in his scope. Amen. And I'm grateful for that. And I hope and pray that you are too, because if he had came that way, he would have been just an ordinary man or an ordinary king. But see, he's the King of Kings. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. I'm just grateful to know, hallelujah, that experience and yet experiencing the King of Kings. Hallelujah. That's who he is. And hallelujah. We thank him because this was his time. He had been anointed with that expensive perfume, hallelujah, that Mary had anointed him with. And we know Judas had a terrible attitude about it because what was in his heart? He already was about to sell him for a few pieces of silver. So he, in his heart, he was thinking about that money being used where he can dip in there, dipple and dabble. You know, the Messiah knew what he was doing. He knew what he was all about. He knows everything. He could see the heart of him. But yet and still, he still loved him. He knew he was going to be the one that betrayed him. Yet and still, he still loved him. And he taught him, he still responded in love. You see how he responded. You're going to always have the, I know where your heart is, Judas. You're going to always have the poor among you. But not me. I'm not going to always be in your presence. She knew what she was doing. She took that expensive ointment. I think it's something that's purchased, hallelujah, from India. Very expensive. And at that time, it was worth a whole year of wages in that time, a denarius. It was worth a whole year of wages. That was a lot of money that Judas was thinking in his mind he could have touched and he could have had his hands on. My. He could have just been dipping in the pot whenever he wanted to. He was just an unfaithful treasurer, I tell you. But the Messiah knew that. And yet and still, his tenderness, the Messiah's tenderness, our Savior's tenderness, hallelujah, and how he responded. One thing I loved about him, he never explained himself. He just did what he had to do as doing the will of the Father. Amen. And that's all that matters. And, you know, we know later on in the next chapter, it talks about his resurrection. But we're not going there. We're going to talk about where we are. As we see the celebration and as they were shouting and praising and giving him glory, in one purpose, thinking he was coming. And he did come to fulfill that too, to feed their bellies and provide all that, because he's our provider. We are provided through, our provisions come through trusting and believing him. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think it's in our own hands and what we do. It's not about what we're doing. It's about what he's allowing us to do. And we give him the glory. As we even talked about the activity of our limbs and being able to go out and move and do and work these jobs that we have. Amen. It's him giving us the ability to do these things, but he's yet and still the provider of all things. Amen. But in this particular mission, amen, he knew what it was. He yielded to the Father. Amen. So I just want to ask us a question. Where are we at? Has believers, has converted believers and who trust and believe in the Messiah, who have accepted him into our hearts, which is our inner being. The thought comes comes to mind first. We have to think and believe that before we accept him into our heart. And when we're accepting him into our heart, we're accepting him into our thoughts, into our process, into our way of living. I mean, when we accept him, when we get saved, because he's yet saving us. He's yet, hallelujah, changing us. It's not, we don't just get saved one moment and that's it. He's yet delivering us. Salvation is deliverance. He's yet delivering us. He's yet setting us free in any areas where we may be captive in our thought process, where we may be captive in anything that we're doing outwardly, that's, you know, our action or something, our attitude. You know what I'm saying? He always is working on us to draw us to him, to become more like him. Amen. And as long as we're on this earth, hallelujah, and as long as we're walking in this kingdom citizenship, trying to get the word right, as long as we're walking in kingdom citizenship, amen, we are going to be pruned and tuned, because that's how much our Father loves us. And I'm thanking him this morning. Hallelujah. Even in Romans, hallelujah. The reason I can say that, where we are and ask the question, or where are we right now? As we know what the Messiah did. We know how he came through, how he prepared the way, how he's preparing and being prepared for his time of being beat and martyred and then buried and raised. Amen. Romans 6:4. And that scripture reads, hallelujah. Amen. Let's just go forward to that scripture. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as the Messiah was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So this is what we are called to do. Walk in that newness of life. Just as he was buried, hallelujah, just as he was baptized into that death, we are baptized every day into death. I'm also reminded of the scripture of Paul when he let us know, hallelujah, in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, Paul let us know in the ninth chapter of that 26, all these verses was coming to my mind as I was thinking about where we are right now after seeing and experiencing and knowing what the Messiah done for us, how he came to prepare the way, hallelujah, on this Palm Sunday that we're celebrating, this Holy Week that we're celebrating into this time of Lent that we've been in, hallelujah, just reflecting even on our own lives. But Paul used these very familiar words in 1 Corinthians 9. Therefore, I do not run uncertainly. I do not box like one beating the air and striking without my. But I buffet my body, hallelujah, and subdue it for fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and things pertaining to it, that I myself should become unfit. My. We have to buffet our bodies daily. Yes, we have to bring it under subjection. Our bodies is what trains our bodies is our thought processes. And we know that our minds need to be renewed. Amen. When we are come to understand, hallelujah, what the Messiah, hallelujah, did for us, how he willingly, hallelujah, surrendered himself as he taught the gospel, the good news. Now, as we are here today, as we're going out and about, we're the salt of this earth, we're the light of this world. Are we bringing forth good flavor? Are we seasoning, hallelujah, this earth like we should be? Are we representing, hallelujah, our Father like we should be, like King's kids? That's who we are. We are kingdom citizens. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We serve a king, and it's all about him and his kingdom. It's all about us doing his will. Hallelujah. Walking in his word. His will is his word. Hallelujah. And we just trust that today. So I'm just thanking him this morning that we're aiming a little higher, just as Paul did. Hallelujah. Daily. Hallelujah. We're not uncertain about our aim. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful for that this morning. We're not beating the air like we don't know what's going on. That's why, saints, we must keep our eyes, spiritual eyes, wired open. We have to have our spiritual ears open to hear and our spiritual eyes open to see what's really going on. When we see all this stuff going on in the political, we don't have to get in debate about it. We don't have to just, you know, let that be so much of a focus. And some people, that's just a focus in their life, and they don't realize that has become a god. That has become an idol. We must keep our eyes on the prize. We must keep our eyes on the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the master over every Lord. And that's who we have to keep our eyes on. I'm just excited this morning to know that I have been baptized into his death. Yes, hallelujah. We don't know what we're going to have to face and deal with on this earth. Hallelujah. But when we understand and recognize the Messiah and what he did, that same death that he experienced, hallelujah, and he was raised back to life. We're also, when we accepted him, we're raised to a newness of life here on this earth. Hallelujah. But then that's not the end. So I'm so grateful this morning to know that's not the end. That while we're going through this dressing room, we're only in rehearsal down here. That's the only way I know how to look at it. We're in rehearsal. Hallelujah. And we're walking out our daily journey with him. The leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Kadesh. We thank him, hallelujah, that he leads us, he guides us, he talks to us, he speaks to us, he reminds us and puts us in remembrance of what the word says. That's the only way we're going to be able to be kept in these times. Hallelujah. Because these times, hallelujah, are true. And these times that we're living in now are going to get waxed worse and worse. My. But we want to be a people that's prepared and ready at all times. I think I shared this, maybe it may have come out a week or two ago in the message. If we didn't have this word, if this word was taken from us today, if someone was to, a thief was to come in, or the government was to send people in to our homes and take out every piece of biblical material, whether it's something in a book or something you're listening to on the CD, my, if that was taken from us, what would we have in us? What would be in us to help keep us moving forward and helping us to be the effective kingdom citizens that the Father has called us to be? That's something to think about, say. Hallelujah. We have so much freedom with this word today. We have so many different translations, even some of the ones that's taken it out of the context of how it was written. My. That's why I try to get back to some of my studies back into the Hebrew when the scriptures were originally written in Hebrew. And so many translations in the English language, they got it as close as they could, I guess, but some of it got twisted. And then some of it is missing. We don't even have all the books. We have these 66 books and these scriptures that we have, but some of them were taken out. Some of the truth was taken away from us. Hallelujah. And we have what we have. Our forefathers had what they had. Hallelujah. It's not going to stop anything. Hallelujah. We're going to, because back in the day, years ago, our forefathers, they couldn't even be caught reading. They would get killed or martyred. Hallelujah. Back in the time of slavery, I hate to know how it would be. They would get beaten and whipped if they were even, they didn't want us or them to learn how to read. My. So my thing is, I got to stay on point. We just thank the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for his guidance, for his leading, hallelujah. Because if the Messiah had not done, prepared the way as he was preparing at Eden on his time of departure, he was preparing the way, showing them, I'm the Messiah. I'm the true Messiah. That's who I am. Hallelujah. I'm the one who was promised that will come. Even back in Zechariah, I think it was a cross reference that was given. Hallelujah. It was prophesied, Zechariah 9:9. Hallelujah. That he was coming, and he was coming on a donkey. Hallelujah. Yes, but he was the promised Messiah that was coming on a donkey. He wasn't just a regular king. And I'm grateful for that this morning, because now we can aim a little higher as we're walking on this earth now. Amen. I'm grateful for that. We have to buffet our bodies daily. This is a daily journey. This is a daily walk. Amen. And even that scripture, if you go on over in John, hallelujah, I think, except the seed, hallelujah, die. Where is it? I think it's, Well, let's go to the 27th verse. I want to go on down to that because we stopped at 19, John 12:27. Now is my soul troubled. This was the Messiah talking. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. See, he knew what he came to do. He was preparing his way for departure. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful, hallelujah, that he just surrendered to the will of our Heavenly Father. He just surrendered to his Father's will. That's what we have to do. We have to learn. That's part of that buffeting our body daily. Amen. Hallelujah. We are fighting against, there is a real enemy, hallelujah, that's coming against us. Look at how the Pharisees, hallelujah, even in that 19th verse, if you go back up, the Pharisees, they didn't like, hallelujah, Lazarus and the representation, because once the Messiah rose him from the dead, so many followers was left Jerusalem, was following after him. That's why they said in that one verse later that they wanted to kill Lazarus too. Amen. He had just been resurrected, I think probably in the 11th chapter, probably the 10th or 11th chapter of John, in John's account of it. But we're just thankful. Hallelujah. that the Pharisees, and we know who them Pharisees are. They know all about the law. They them religious Jews. They were just the religious Jews who trusted that they were righteous. Hallelujah. But they despised others. Hallelujah. Their heart was wicked. So here they still were here. They didn't want nothing to do, so they wanted to kill this Messiah who was turning all these people. And then there was Lazarus representing. That's why people were flocking. They said, wait a minute, he done raised this person from dead. I got to go see for myself. Nosy, just nosy. Had to see what's going on. Amen. We got nosy folks today. They just want something to talk about. Want to see, hallelujah, when they hear of something that the Most High have done. They just want to come and see about it. Hallelujah, so they can talk about it. That is so sad. We need to have genuine hearts. Hallelujah, on our inward being. Hallelujah. It's because of him that we live and move and have our very being. Amen. It's nothing we have done. Hallelujah. It's all him. It's all him. And we got to give it back to him, saints. We got to give him back the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. They may have been praising him one way. Hallelujah. But we know when we praise him, we're praising him from our heart. Hallelujah. Gratitude and thankfulness for what he's done and what he's doing and what he's yet to do. We're praising him and we're thanking him in advance. I think even one of the Psalms may have talked about this. I'm not sure what that psalm was. Is it Psalm 118 maybe? I'm not sure. But one of the psalms talk about praising Hosanna in the highest. I'm trying to go there right quick. If that's right, I might be wrong. If I'm wrong, it's okay. We can look it up another time. But I'm just grateful, hallelujah, that the Most High, hallelujah, is here for us now, and we can praise him now. Hallelujah. He can change us from the inside out. He's doing that. Amen. Whether we like it or not, sometimes things come in our lives and we're wondering what's going on. What is going on? All this activity and all this, you know, bad news and this happening and that. You try to, what is going on, Father? I know when all kind of stuff happening with me, I have to ask him. And I'm glad I asked him. I was talking to my youngest son the other day, and he was like, I just feel bad just asking the Lord so many different questions. I said, son, you better keep asking him questions. You question him because you want to know direction. Yeah, don't feel bad because of that. I said, that's the enemy messing with your mind. He don't want you to talk to the Father. That's part of conversating. If I'm talking to one of my friends or if I'm talking to somebody, I'm a question answer. So if I'm asking a human being a question, I'm going to ask my Heavenly Father questions. I want to know. Amen. I want to make sure when I'm making choices, I ask the Father. I consult him. That's what we do. That's part of our relationship and having that personal encounter, that personal relationship. You talk. Hallelujah. So I'm just grateful this morning that we can ask questions. Yes, when we don't know. Hallelujah. When we desire gifts and spiritual gifts and different things that the Father has promised us, amen, we ask him. He's not going to give us what we're not asking, especially when it lines up with his divine will. Amen. So I'm just grateful this morning, hallelujah, that we're learning, hallelujah, daily. Yes, daily to buffet this body and bring it under subjection. Hallelujah. We're daily renewing our mind. Hallelujah. Yes, in the word. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, saints. And I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Sometimes before we answer any question, we need to pray first. Sometimes we're trying to figure things out in our own way of thinking, and we already think we got the answer. And because we don't consult the Father, we need to consult the Father. Amen. Sometimes we answer our own questions before consulting him, and then we mess up, we make a mistake. We need to ask him about everything, anything, even the little small things that you think you can handle on your own. Talk to your Father. Amen. Commune with him. He desires us to commune. That's what I'm telling him. I said he desires you to commune with him like that. He wants us to, that's part of depending and trusting on in him like never before. Amen. Sometimes we don't know what's going on, we might say, but he's right there.
We might say, what's happening, Father? I asked you this, and I'm seeing this. He's still working it out. Still working it out. Hallelujah. In the process, he's working it out. And I'm grateful for that. Amen. And then not only that, he gave us the promise. Just like if he will allow us to see next week in our earthly calendar and how we're celebrating all around the world, it'll be a celebration of resurrection. The time that the Messiah. But see, these things we do all year round. We're celebrating. We know what he's done for us. We know how he went and prepared the way for us. We know how he sacrificed and was beaten and his body was, the flesh was ripped off his body. We know these things. We should. I know it's a constant in my mind. It's constant. So it's not just a certain time of the year that I acknowledge. Even during the time when the world's celebrating Christmas, that's not even the time that the Messiah was born. But it's just a time that is on the calendar of celebrating his birth. I celebrate his birth every day because if he had not come, if the Father had not sent him, I wouldn't be where I am today. You wouldn't either. None of us would be where we are. Hallelujah. We wouldn't be on his side working to do his will and do his bidding, what he's called us and anointed us and appointed us to do. Amen. Even in the process of sometimes making decisions that takes us off course, he brings us right back. He loves us. He draws us right on back. He's married to those who backslide. And a backslider is someone that's going to disobey in any area. Some backsliding is more obvious because they've been out there a little longer and they're still out there. Father has made a covenant. And if you made that covenant and you accepted him truly, that covenant is still there. He's still communing, even in your mess up. He's still communing with us. He that's a covenant of relationship that he made. Hallelujah. Those who make covenant with him, he's in covenant to them. Amen. So I'm grateful this morning for that. But even as we're about to celebrate on next week, the resurrection, which like I said, we celebrate it anyway because we understand, hallelujah, that he was raised on the third day. Hallelujah. He was raised up, hallelujah, to new life. And he's raising us up. Even now, and then there's still that promise that's going to come to us. Amen. And that promise just came to my mind. And I just wanted to remind us of that. As long as we're doing what we should be doing here, and as he's molding us and making us while we're here, we already know why he came. We understand that. Hallelujah. We're just reminding us of that. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing. And he's reminding us on this Palm Sunday as they raise those palms. I remember back in the day when I was a young girl and I was in a, you know, young girl going to, it was a Baptist church. When I was going there on Palm Sunday, they would give us a little palm to wear a pin on our shirt or what, you know, on our dress or whatever. We wear a little palm. The ushers, I was one of the ushers at one point. I remember giving them out as I got older. Amen. I would give them out. Amen. As I got a little older. Amen. So you just reflect back on where you've been and where you are. Hallelujah. And there's still promise of where we're going on this earth to fulfill the will of the Father. Amen. And the will of us fulfilling his will is encouraging other saints. Hallelujah. Working on ourselves, working out our soul salvation, our soulish realm is our mind processes, in other words. Our will, you know, figuring out it's not about our will, it's about his. Making sure it's lining up with his and our emotions. Not allowing our emotions to drive us. So, you know, and the scripture tells us he that winneth souls is wise. So we're all about bringing others into the kingdom, helping them to get their mind, their will, and their emotions under subjection, helping them, encouraging them. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, saints. It's all about that, building up God's kingdom. Yes, building up the Most High's kingdom. That's the Most High God we serve. Because you hear a lot of people saying that name God, but they're saying it all out of context, and they're talking about all different kinds of gods. But I want to focus on the one we're talking about, Elohim. Yahweh, hallelujah, the Most High, that's who he is, amen, and I love him today with all my being.
Amen. And I love his people. Hallelujah. Amen. I love the people that don't even know him yet. I love his enemies as well. Amen. Because he wants us all to come into the knowledge of his truth. Amen. The Father sent his son, hallelujah, into this earth, hallelujah, to be the example. But he came into this earth for the whole world. And our world is in chaos. And chaos is going to continue. But we have to be, hallelujah, the change agents. That's what we've been called to be. That's who we've been called. That's who we've been called to be. And that's what we've been called to do. Amen. Change agents. That's who we are. We bring change wherever we go. We must make a difference when we go about our day. People must see a difference. They must see that salt, that flavor that we're bringing. They shouldn't see us talking. Our communication shouldn't be like theirs. When they're making certain jokes and gestures, we shouldn't get involved. We shouldn't laugh with those type gestures and jokes. They should see the difference. We're the salt of this earth. We're the light of this world. I take that seriously. I take that seriously. When we walk into a spot of darkness, there should be a difference. We should be able to be taken notice to. Amen. We should make the difference. We're saints, set apart ones of the Most High. Hallelujah. So we make set up. When you're set apart, you make a difference. You don't fit in the cliques. You can't. Unless you just want to, unless you choose to. Unless we choose to, I have to put myself in the equation because I can make those choices. Amen. But we don't have, hallelujah, we've been redeemed. We've been redeemed, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb. We've been redeemed by him. Amen. Hallelujah. We shall come to him with singing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Everlasting joy. Hallelujah. Shall be of. That scripture was given in Isaiah. Thank you. I just read that scripture a few days ago and it's coming back to my mind. Yes, I want to read it. Isaiah 51:11. Therefore, the redeemed of the Master shall return and come with singing unto Zion and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. See, we don't even have a reason to be in sorrow about anything. Not long. We shouldn't stay there. Sorrow and grief flees when we praise, when we give glory, when we give honor. Hallelujah. It flees. We've been redeemed from the curse of grief. I think grief is a curse. To just continuously grieve is a curse. Because the Messiah endured all this for us. Yeah, awake, awake. Put on strength, O arm of the Master. Awake. That's the ninth verse in Isaiah 51. Ancient, the generations of old. Art thou not it hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not that it which drive the sea, the waters of the great deep, that have made the depths of the sea a way of the ransom to pass over? We talk about the Most High. My. See, the Father hasn't changed. He's yet delivered, and he still wants us to be free. And then it gets to that 11th verse. Amen. Joy and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Amen. But it's talking about returning unto the Most High, singing hallelujah unto him, rejoicing unto him, hallelujah, sorrow not. I'm just grateful that the Messiah came and showed us on this Passover that we're celebrating today, this first day of the week, starting of a new week of the Holy Week as it leads up, amen. And then I think on Thursday, Friday. There'll be some traditional things on the Passover meal. They'll kind of do some different things like that throughout different fellowships, I'm sure. They might have a Good Friday service or something. Yes, it's a commemoration. And all tradition is not bad when it's done in the spirit of corrected spirit of the Most High. But see, these things we do should do in honor and pay homage to all year round. All year round. Not just certain times of the year. We acknowledge him. We're buffeting our body daily. Amen. To bring glory and honor to him. We're presenting our body unto him as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. That's an act of worship. We worship him by submitting our bodies to him, being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds. We know that scripture. I'm sure we've heard it, but that's how we should be walking and living and talking, moving and representing as salt and light. Amen. And I'm just grateful this morning that we have the opportunity to do that. It's nothing that we can do in our own, no works that we are saved. It's all by grace. Hallelujah. We're saved and we're saved. I still say continuously salvation. Once we made that initial choice, some of us years ago, but it's still a working going on. It's still a deliverance taking place because none of us have arrived. If anyone think they got it going on like that and they have arrived, they're going to miss it. They better humble themselves under the mighty hand of the Most High, that he will exalt him in due time, because it's not about us. It's just about us in the regard that we get to be vessels, willing vessels, yielded vessels, hallelujah, to represent the kingdom. That's all it's about. And then I want to leave, we talked about being raised to life. We know the Messiah was raised to life. He was preparing that way and showing his taught ones or his disciples. And we're still the taught ones. We've been taught today. Still to this day, not today in general, but to this day, we're still being taught of him, his goodness. We're still being taught as we study and meditate on the scripture. Amen. We're being taught. The Holy Spirit is teaching us. Not that no man can teach us. There's a scripture there that lets us know that the Holy Spirit is, you have no need of a teacher because the Spirit is teaching us. But we do, it's not neglecting teachers, because if that was so, the teacher wouldn't be a part of the fivefold ministry gift. We still need teachers, but our ultimate teacher is the Holy Spirit. Amen. He will confirm the word. He will, as we spend time in his presence, we can read a passage of scripture for years. And it may take 15 years and you get a divine revelation on that same passage of scripture years and years later. That's just how the Holy Spirit operates. I'm just grateful. I know if he's experiencing, does me like that, he's doing you like. He does that to the body of Christ, of the Messiah. We are his body. We're his hands, his feet. Hallelujah. His mouthpieces, his eyes. That's why it's so important that we keep our spiritual eyes open and ears open so that we know our feet won't go in the wrong path. But as we've been raised to life and will be yet be raised, there's a continual raising. It's just not a one-time thing. We were raised in this new life. Amen. As even Romans was sharing with us, because we know that's the scripture. I took that little passage out within where it really goes, talking about, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul said, God forbid. Elohim forbid. Hallelujah. But I'm just grateful this morning and can't never be grateful enough and thankful enough for what the Messiah does. And the last scripture that I want to leave with you is in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, And I'm going to read the 13th through the 18th verse. Now, I'm going to read this out of the Amplified, but you still may hear me say Jesus or in Hebrew name. Now also, we would not have you ignorant, brethren, about those who fall asleep in death, that you may not grieve for them, as the rest do who have no hope beyond the grave. For since we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so Yahweh will also bring him with him through Yeshua those who have fallen asleep in death. For this we declare to you by the Master's own word, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Master shall in no way proceed into his presence or have any advantage at all over those who have previously fallen asleep in him in death. Whew. For the Master himself, Yahweh, will descend from heaven with a loud cry of summons. This is Yeshua who's coming. With the shout of an archangel and with the blast of the trumpet of Elohim. And those who have departed this life in the Messiah will rise first. Then we, the living ones who remain on the earth, shall simultaneously be caught up along with the resurrected dead in the clouds to meet the Master in the air. And so always through eternity of the eternity, we shall be with, hallelujah, the Master. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words. Hallelujah. I just wanted to remind us this morning that there's yet a resurrection. There's yet a resurrecting. Let's put it that way. We're living a resurrected life right now because of what our Father allowed, what he did, and he allowed his Son, the promised Messiah, to do for us. Now we get to enjoy that in the midst of all that's going on, all the chaos, all the mess that we see in here. Let us not get caught up in it, but pray. This is going to happen, except the seed. I want to go back to that. Yes, let's go back to that right quick. Except the seed fall in the ground. That's another passage of scripture, that 12th verse. Let's see, where is that at? That 24th verse of that 12th chapter of John. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. That's what the Messiah did. He had to die for us. Look at the fruit that's coming forth from his death. You even hear stories of those who've gone on in the faith. Hallelujah. Talk about those who's going to be resurrected up first. And then we're going to be those who are still alive when the Messiah breaks the cloud. He doesn't even know when he's coming. He's waiting on his Father to tell him, go get my bride. And you hear all this falseness about he coming. Well, we know he's coming. He's going to come on July the so-and-so. Only he knows when that trumpet sounds through the cloud. All the rest of it is falsity. We got to be ready, saints. Ready or not. I remember preaching that message some years ago. Ready or not, here I come. He's coming. He's coming whether we're ready or not. I want to be ready. I believe you do too. Amen. We don't want to be living this life in vain. Amen. I like the way that, and see, that was the Messiah saying that. He's talking about himself. He knew the hour had come. He knew it was time for him to be led away. He knew it. But he had to go into that ground. But he came back up, that resurrected life. We're going to go back up too. We're here now. Those who went before us, Hallelujah. They're going to be resurrected back up. It's hard to believe this month. It's been a year since my husband, my pastor, transitioned. Amen. Transitioned up out of here. I have hope because the life he lived, it represented. Yeah, I missed him naturally, but he wouldn't come back here if he had the chance. I don't blame him. He touched and seen the true glory of the divine. my, in the presence. And he's cheering us on. Hallelujah. He's cheering us on. I was saying that last week as I went, his birthday would have been last Sunday. And I went to the gravesite. As I released some balloons, I was looking up, talking to him. I said, you're not down there. You've been gone. I'm just here just to come and spoil you a little bit more. It's your birthday. And I just said a few words to him. I said, I know you're amongst a great cloud of witnesses, and you're rooting me on. You're rooting our sons on. I was just talking to him like that. You're rooting your friends and other family members on. You're praying. You're rooting us on amongst the great cloud of witnesses. Amen. We have to think like that, saint, when we think of a loved one that's gone on and we knew something or we had a glimpse that they had a taste, that they had an experience. Hallelujah. Even if it was at the last minute. All it takes is an acceptance in the heart of hearts. Amen. But we have a hope. So we don't have to sorrow about anything. We can rejoice about everything. Even when death comes. And we're still here. And if someone that's close to us, we can still sorrow not. That's what the scriptures encourage us to do. Sorrow not. Amen. And I'm just grateful for that. Because the Messiah kept saying, he sent his disciples and the apostles to write these scriptures to encourage us to say it. Let the joy be your strength. And there's going to be times and experiences in our life where that we're going to get to walk in that. Amen. There's going to be times that's going to come that we will experience that joy. We will have the opportunity, let me say, that for that joy to be put into action. Let's put it that way. That's what I meant. Is the joy of the master really your strength? It's going to be put to the test in our lives. This word, that's what it does. And you know, as soon as it's planted, the enemy comes to pluck it. He tries to pluck it immediately. That's why we have to continue to meditate on day and night, that we will be those trees planted by the rivers of living water, continue to bring forth and bud. Hallelujah. I'm grateful this morning that he reminded us that we've been raised to life and we will be raised to eternal life. Amen. I'm grateful for his example, encouraging me even the more and having me to encourage us. Yes, yes, hallelujah. I love him this morning, and I thank him for you this morning, for being here, listening in and tuning in. Amen. I'm not sure if anyone would have anything they share for a moment, just a moment, a brief ending before we end, before I close in prayer, because once I close in prayer, shalom, we're out. Amen. If there's a short comment pertaining to the message, amen. If not, we're going to go in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this day that we commemorate passing over. Hallelujah. You being passed over. You going through. Hallelujah. And all that you endured for us, as we reflect on that, as we reflect on our lives, to bring our bodies and our lives into subjection unto you, that's what it's all about. You are a risen Savior. Hallelujah. And we know that. You were raised to life. And as long as we keep following your path through the scriptures, through your instructions, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Hallelujah. We will be raised once again. We thank you for that. Into the eternal. We give you praise for continuing to remind us of who you are and who we are in you. We know we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Help us to continue to work out our soul's salvation with fear and trembling, reverencing you to the fullest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wanting to represent you well in our daily activity. Hallelujah. In all that we do, let us do it unto you and in your name. Help us to recognize what we're doing and what we're saying, Father, as we go about this journey. Hallelujah. We just give you praise. We give you glory for our family members. Hallelujah. We continue to lift them up before you, Father. Our parents, those whose parents are still living, and hallelujah, our children and grandchildren and great-grands, our aunts, uncles, and cousins. Father, we just continue to lift up our extended family, our blended family, those who have blended families. Father, we just thank you. You know what you're doing and what you've done even in that. Hallelujah. You know how to bring things together right on time, in time. You're an on-time Father, and we bless you for that. Now, as we go about this day, we thank you for your angelic host going forth before us to prepare the way. Hallelujah, to keep us protected, to guard us in all our ways. Hallelujah, that our feet, hallelujah, won't even dash their foot against a stone. We thank you, we won't stumble. We'll continue to look to you to offer in the finish of our faith. Hallelujah. We thank you that the angelic hosts are going forth before us. Hallelujah, prepare to make every crooked path straight, smooth out all the rough edges. Anyone dealing with any infirmity or sickness in their body, Father, you know you are the healer. Hallelujah. And you are the healer. But we know healing is the children's bread. And we give you praise for that. Continue to heal us from the inside out. Whether it's a physical healing, hallelujah, financial healing, hallelujah. We need some wisdom, Father, in the spending of our finances. We thank you for healing all the way around. Anyone recovering from a surgical procedure, we speak your divine healing and health and wholeness to saturate their bodies even now like never before. Father, we thank you for any of those who's in bereavement right now. Father, that's, hallelujah, we just ask that you cover every family member. Give them your shalom. Hallelujah. Give them your comfort like only you can give. And we thank you for that. We just give you praise as those of us who may be going to a separate fellowship today, that we're going expecting to hear from you and what the Spirit would have to say to us today, even the more. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor as we depart this space, but not your presence, for your presence is everywhere, all the time, at the same time, and we thank you. We give you praise, and we ask these requests. Anything going on in our hearts, or in our minds, hallelujah, we're talking about to you in our secret closet. We thank you. You're working on it. You're fixing it even now. Hallelujah. 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 And you're going to reward us wide open. And it's in the name of the one and only Messiah we pray. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I speak his shalom to you today. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.